Let me ask you this, Robert. Based upon, you know, having so much investigative time in dealing with these kinds of things, tell me, what is the profile of a serial killer? What makes a serial killer?
Well, you know, this is the spooky thing. Now, you probably, being a modern American, you would know more. Back in 1968, when I started the Chronicle, I was the youngest cartoonist in America at the time, I think. We didn't know what to make of this. We knew Jack the Ripper. And we knew the Boston Strangler.
Right.
But that was it. Everybody's looking for a motive. And of course, what you're looking at is really where the criminal has simply, his idea of love and hate has intertwined. And so violence to him is his affection. They are sex crimes, but without actual sex. I think a serial killer could be anyone. These are very cunning people. They're not schizophrenic. They cover their tracks very well. This guy, the leading suspect in this case, he had books on disguise, how to change your handwriting. We had a fellow named the Trailside Killer who was up just above, over the Golden Gate Bridge. You know, when you see the bridge, you see that mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on that mountain, he buried different kinds of identification. He had disguises and just these elaborate things, because this is all these folks do.
Yeah.
That's their job. So I would imagine a serial killer would probably be unemployed. I mean, some of the murders happen. So they have to have that free time. Part of the enjoyment, it seems to be scouting and stalking and laying out the plans and rehearsing. It's just not a matter of the fact thing with these people. And, of course, baiting the police. And in Zodiac's case, to get the notoriety that he was seeking. And almost all of them tend to be males. And they are, like the government says, and the FBI, over 30.
Mm-hmm.
Our man was not only, Zodiac was not only a genius. I mean, as far as the codes, there's absolutely astonishing codes, and building bombs and electronic eyes and constructing weapons, and he knew highway patrol cutouts. I think you will find that they hang around the police. Now, our guy worked right next door to the police department. They listen. They're very, very alert to absolutely any possibility of a trap. They were putting dummies in cars at one point, hoping to attract this guy. He's very, very sharp. I think what usually happens is they burn out. They used to figure that they would sometime after 35, 40, these guys would burn out. Between 18 and 30 being the prime times.
Yeah.
Now, I used to ask, why did Zodiac stop killing? Well, that was another clue that we were looking for. And at this time, when all the murders stopped, the police had visited Arthur Allen. There'd be like a year or nothing. He'd go to prison. Not a letter, nothing. Whenever that certain amount of time had elapsed, we'd begin to get letters again, there'd be activity. But Arthur Lee Allen was going blind. And he was having a heart problem and kidney dialysis, so he got old. That's what happened. He simply probably would still be doing it if he could have.
Yeah, he's still alive, though, right?
No, he's dead. I wouldn't be saying his name. I was very, very careful not to speak his name. That's the great thing about Zodiac Unmasked is as the letters came in, I photographed them. And a lot of the letters the police have lost, and in the first book, we didn't use them all. And I took my photographs and I put them in the book, giving the reader both books, actually, a complete set of other letters from the killer, which contain clues. He specifically said these contain clues. One cipher might have his name. There's one that deals